and welcome to William Hill's Snooker Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the quarterfinal stages of this year's Masters, down to the last eight. And those matches take place on Thursday and Friday before we get to the semis on Saturday. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is former snooker professional Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, Mark. You?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Have you enjoyed the Masters so far?
Yeah, it's been very entertaining so far. We've had a few comebacks. We've had a collapse last night with Barry Hawkins and Ricky Walden. But no, you know, there hasn't really been a major shock yet.
No. The fancied players going through. And what we'll do is we'll start with just a little bit of a look at the outright market, see if anybody's impressed you enough to have an outright bet on them, and then we'll go through the four quarterfinals. And no real surprise to see Ronnie O'Sullivan still the favourite at 11-8 at the moment. Is that getting short enough?
I couldn't back him at 11-8. He plays Ricky Walden now. Ricky got out of jail free on last night it was against Barry Hawkins. So Ricky's got a bit of a free run at this one. He'll feel like he's won the lottery already. He's got a good record against Ronnie as well. They've only played twice before. Ricky beat him in the final of the Shanghai Masters 10-8, and he lost 9-8 to him in the UK Championship. So Ricky won't fear, well, yeah, I know he doesn't fear Ronnie. He's one of the few people who doesn't fear Ronnie. And I think possibly Ricky's one of the few players that Ronnie knows he's got his hands full with. He's Ronnie's little bullying tactics that he got away with against Robert Milkins. He won't get away with that against Ricky. Mm-hmm. So he's a bit short for me, 11-8.
Okay. Neil Robertson and Mark Selby both sneaked through their matches. They're both tight matches. 4-1 and 9-2 respectively.
I like the look of Selby, I'll be honest with you. You know, he loves this tournament. He's the defending champion. He's won it three times. I really like the look of him. He beat Mark Davis 6-5 in the first round, but he was cruising at 5-2 up. And to be fair to Mark Davis, he stuck in there and did what he did. But the overriding factor for me was Selby won. You know, he did what all great champions do, and he won playing well below his best. Robertson yesterday against Mark Allen, for me, it was a bit of a car crash result for him. He was shocking. He was all over the place. But again, he won. But Robertson knows he'll have to improve. And he probably will improve. Neil plays Maguire now, so he's got a tricky one. As Mark Selby's got John Higgins, you know, there's no easy games in the Masters. But I've just got a sneaky feeling for Selby. I think he looks good. He's placed John Higgins in the quarterfinals. And on form, I'd have to back Selby because Higgins he's tinkering around with cues. He's used two or three cues this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then 8-1 for Sean Murphy, 9 for John Higgins, 12 for Stephen Maguire, 16 for Mark Ofu, and 16 for Ricky Walden as well. You went with Selby at the start, and you haven't changed your mind then?
No, I'm going to stick with him, but obviously he's in the opposite half to Ronnie, and maybe a small each way punt on Ricky Walden at 16 just for a bit of interest.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into the quarterfinals then. The first of which is Mark Ofu against Sean Murphy. That is at 1:10. On Thursday afternoon, and Mark Ofu is 13-10. Sean Murphy 8-13. 1-6 once again. Who'd you like for this one?
I quite like the look of Mark Ofu, if I'm honest. Sean was very unimpressive against Ding Junhui on I think it was Tuesday. Even though he came from 2-0 and 4-2 down, he didn't win. Ding lost it. Ding handed it to him. He missed far too many balls. Ding missed more balls in that match than he has done in the first half of the season. Possibly a sign of burnout for Ding. If he's been busy over Christmas, who knows? But Murphy wasn't impressive. Murphy missed far too many balls for me. Way below his best, but he won. Marco Fu beat Judd Trump 6-5. Marco did what Marco does. Marco just wins. He grafts and grafts and grafts, and he tries and tries and tries, and he doesn't give up, which is one of the, you know, if you want to make money on snooker, backing on snooker, back the tries.
Yeah.
And Marco Fu is definitely that. And I've just got, there's not a lot in between in the head-to-heads. I think Murphy's 9-6 up or something like that. Marco won't worry about playing Sean. And I just think Marco might just have that little bit too much power in the locker today, because Murphy's another one who's tinkered around with cues. He did make a maximum last week in the Championship League, but one frame doesn't make a summer, as they say. Not a swallow, isn't it? I think I just think, you know, there was signs that Sean's tinkered around with cues by the way he missed certain shots, and I fancy Marco more than I do Sean, and I can see that going, you know, 6-4 or 6-5 for definite.
Okay then, the second quarterfinal takes place on Thursday evening. Mark Selby against John Higgins. Mark Selby, you've already mentioned, he kind of won ugly against Mark Davis, got through 6-5. John Higgins made easy work of it against Stuart Bingham. The betting looks like this: it's 1-2 for Mark Selby and John Higgins 8-5. You think Selby are going to win it? So you must be signing with him.
Yeah, I do. I think you know, John Higgins was, don't get me wrong, you know, John's quality performer, four times world champion, but again, he's tinkering around with cues, and I think he's on his third cue of the season. And I always think, being a former player myself, when you start tinkering with cues, you're looking for something when the problem is really upstairs in your head rather than a technical fault. And, you know, John's 38, coming up to 39 now. You know, he's not quite the player he was, although he's still a great match player. And no disrespect to Stuart Bingham. Stuart didn't turn up the other night. He missed a few balls that he hasn't been missing. But John, I think John had 450 breaks. John wasn't really... You know, John Higgins was 50% of his best. Where, you know, today he's playing Mark Selby, who has become the new John Higgins. He plays the percentage game very, very well. He misses precious little. You know, he's just you've got to scrape Selby off the table, much as the way you had to scrape Higgins off the table a few years ago. And I think that could be the deciding factor today, just that Selby's 10 years younger. You know, he's in a better vein of form. You know, he lost in the William Hill UK final just before Christmas. And I just... He loves the event. You know, John's track record in the event isn't great. I think he's only won it twice. He's lost 10 first rounds in 20 appearances. And I just think Selby will have too much firepower for him today.
Okay. Mark Selby then, in that one, any idea of a correct score?
I don't think... I actually don't think it's going to be that close. I don't think Selby will run away with it. So I would probably say 6-3 Selby.
Okay, 6-3 Selby. The third of the quarterfinals takes place on Friday afternoon. 1:10 is the start time. It's Ricky Walden against Ronnie O'Sullivan. Ricky Walden 100-30. Ronnie O'Sullivan 2-9. Ricky Walden came through that very tense first round match, whereas Ronnie O'Sullivan breezed through his, didn't he? So.
Well, yeah. Ronnie beat Robert Milkins. You know, to be fair, no disrespect to Robert. It was his first time at the Masters. I've played Ronnie at the old Wembley Conference Centre when there's been 2,000. And believe you me, when there's 2,000 in the Wembley Conference Centre, there's not many supporting you. Believe you me, they're all screaming for Ronnie. And Rob's never really, you know, he's never really felt that sort of, you know, sort of environment. And he was outclassed and he probably wouldn't mind me saying he was a little bit out of his depth, to be honest. And he lost 6-1. I mean, he might as well have rolled over and just opened his shirt and let Ronnie tickle his belly, because he did give up. You know, but as I say, Ricky got through against Barry Hawkins last night. And Ricky will feel, and from a former player's point of view, when you win a match that you shouldn't have won, the day after you feel like you've got out of jail free, so there's no pressure. He's got a good record against Ronnie. He won't let Ronnie bully him. And I actually think Ronnie's, he's 7-2, is he, Ricky?
100-30.
He's 100-30, is he? So he's slightly, you know, I find that a very, very difficult price to ignore. And I can understand why it's priced like it is, because they think Ronnie's just going to steamroll everybody. But I just think Ricky won't be fazed by Ronnie. He won't let him bully him. He's beaten him before in a final, so he knows what, you know, he knows what it takes. And I think it's too good a price to ignore me. I think Ricky actually wins the match, but if you wanted to be even a bit more conservative, you could back that 100-30. And if Ricky does get a couple of frames in front, you know, you could have a bit of play out, you know, back the other way and guarantee yourself a profit.
Okay. Any idea of a scoreline? How would you play this one?
I think Ricky wins 6-4.
Okay. A 14-1 shot as well, that's 6-4.
Nice when they're coming, aren't they?
It's not bad, is it? The last of the quarterfinals is Neil Robertson against Stephen Maguire. Robertson 4-9, Maguire 7-4. How do you see this last one going?
Very, very interesting one, this. Massively contrasting fortunes in the first round. Robertson was, well, for the want of a better word, was tripe. How he beat Mark Allen, I don't think he'll ever play as bad as that again and win. And Mark Allen wasn't much better, but he's world number one, and he won. So you can't do any more than win. It doesn't matter if you win 6-0 with six centuries or you fall over the line 6-5 as Neil did. But he knows, Neil's not daft. He knows if he wants to win this again, he won it, I think it was 2011, he won it in 2010. He knows if he wants to win this again, he's going to have to massively improve. Maguire, on the other hand, to be fair, was up against a player who, in Joe Perry, who doesn't, his Masters track record is abysmal, to be honest. His track record against Stephen Maguire was abysmal as well. But Maguire went 5-1 up playing well. Perry pegged him back to 5-4, but Stephen got over the line 6-4. 10-8 up on the head-to-heads, Maguire. Bit of Masters history as well. They've played twice in the quarterfinals before Maguire's won them both. Am I not the stat master? But Robertson's won the last two games they've played over the best of 11s. So it's a real, real tough one to call. But I think Maguire will feel more comfortable. You know, when you play as bad as what Neil did the other day, you think, what have I done? I mean, you do get bad days, and you think, well, what's happened there? You know, I mean, he could well turn up against Stephen and pot everything. But he's got, you know, he's playing a tough cookie in Maguire, a tough cookie who's beaten him plenty of times as well. And I've got a feeling Maguire's beat, I think, 6-3, 6-2 the last two meetings in the Masters quarterfinals. I think Maguire does the hat-trick on him, and I think Maguire wins 6-4.
Okay, 6-4 to Stephen Maguire is 8-1. So, in summary then, you think there might be a couple of shocks in the quarters?
Very much so. And I think because Neil's in the bottom half, sorry, in the top half with Ronnie, and Selby's sort of like on his own in the bottom half, this is why I think Selby's a great price on the outrights. You know, if Ricky takes Ronnie out and Maguire takes Robertson out, you know, Selby's price is going to plummet.
Yeah. Good. Well, should be interesting. Should be a good set of quarterfinals. We'll look forward to watching them and speaking to you again in the semis.
Smash you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.